Hey, Ashley.
Hey, turn.
I don't know the last time I called you Ashley. Ashley.
Turn.
Oh, but I will. When I'm mad at you, I say Ashley Nicole.
Yeah.
Or Ashley Nicole.
Nancy.
Nance. Love Nance. Okay, so you know how there's like a day for everything?
There is a day for everything.
I think I found one of the weirdest ones that I didn't know about.
Okay.
And this also, again, Terrence fact or fiction. Mm-hmm. Is it real? You never know. Apparently, May 29th is officially put a pillow on your fridge day.
Why?
So the roots go back hundreds of years, starting in the 1900s. People in the 1900s would hang a piece of cloth in their larders, which I looked up and it was like basically like a pantry you kept food in.
Okay.
So then it morphed to fridge when we like had fridges.
Right.
And they believed it would bring luck, peace, and prosperity to their household. So it adapted over time. And nowadays families worldwide, which I've still never heard of it.
I've never heard of that.
Put a pillow on top of their fridge on May 29th. Like, that's one I'll politely pass on.
It just feels like a thing to do.
Right?
Like, something else I have to do.
Yeah. Like, there's some traditions I hear about that I'm like, that's cute, and I want to do it. That one, not one part of me.
No. No.
What do you sleep on? Yeah. The most practical response. Yeah. But then what do you sleep on?
Then what? Does the fridge get its own pillow?
You know, just bring in little nuggets of wisdom to you one episode at a time.
Her life's mission. Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Y'all.
We're Unsolicited Advice. That's Taryn over there.
Yep.
I'm Ashley. And this is the podcast where you guys normally send in stories or things you want advice on, things you want tips on, relationship stuff. And we give you our advice. But today we're doing something a little bit different just to switch it up. Just to keep you on your toes.
This was like, it was funny because we did a twofer today,
mm-hmm.
and right before we recorded our first episode, I don't know why, I was like, let's do a Q&A. I think because
I said that I wasn't thrilled with, like, my second story.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's good, but it's not great. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't feel, like, connected to it.
I didn't feel connected to
it. I think it's because my solo episode, I did a Q&A, and it was so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's do it. So we each put on our stories, our personal ones. So if you don't follow us, guys, get on it.
Get
okay?
on it.
Taryn Renee.
Come on.
Ashley Nicole.
Come on.
We both asked separately on our stories, so we're going to take turns. So it's still the same concept of, like, Ash doesn't know what I'm going to ask. I don't know what she's going to ask. But we're just going to ask each other questions. Should we both answer?
Yeah.
Depending on if it's like pointed. Okay.
Yeah.
So should we just freaking roll into it?
Yeah. I think we just dive right in.
Rock, paper, scissors.
These are kind of mine, at least. I seem all over the place. So.
Which I love.
There's no theme here. We're just really going for it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wait. Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Shoot.
Or
we're going to do shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Dang it. Okay. Go. Come on, Ash. Rapid fire.
Okay. How have you evolved during the last few years?
Oh, gosh.
I feel like all of mine are very, like, deeper.
Yeah. I have been stripped down to my core, knocked flat on my face, gone through things I haven't gone through before, levels of depression and anxiety, eating disorder. But in a weird way, like, I think I am so much more of a genuine version of myself than I ever have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I was in such a raw place, like, I'm cutting friendships off. I'm putting time in places, like, I'm making choices for myself in a way that I've never been able to do,
mm-hmm.
because, like, I physically just couldn't keep up with, like, making sure everyone else was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, I've evolved in that way of where now I feel like I'm finally in this place where now I'm starting to, like, rebuild myself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very excited for this journey. But the last couple years have been like the best, but the worst. Like,
it's weird how it's those weird. Often go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people I've talked to, even the most inspirational speakers I've listened to, like their worst years ended up being their best years because
yeah.
I feel like as a human being, most of us learn the most while going through the hardest stuff.
Yeah.
Because it kind of forces you to like prioritize and do for what you got to sure. do. And you end up being, no one can help you.
Yeah. You have to do it for yourself.
You have to help yourself. Yeah. And the act of getting yourself up, dusting yourself off, and continuing to move forward does something to you. And no one else can do it for you. So once you are able to push yourself up off the ground, dust yourself off, and just keep going forward, something like,
yeah,
something clicks.
It's powerful.
And all of a sudden, I think you become very aware of you have the power. Mm-hmm. And no one can make you do something that you don't want to do. And all of a sudden, like, all of these little tasks and little things that everyone says you have to do kind of become meaningless.
Your perspective, your perspective is different. Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time doing this thing. I'm not going to let someone else who isn't even very close to me maybe drain my energy. Mm. Like all of these things all come into perspective and you have clarity.
Yeah.
And that is why only you
can prevent forest fires.
Can do the dust yourself off thing for yourself.
Yeah. How have you evolved?
Well, I think very similarly, I think COVID did a lot of things to us. I think we were all in very dark places. I was in a very dark place. And I think what happened or what has happened and what is continuing to happen these last few years is I feel like I have really discovered like more of who I am.
Yeah.
And I've really stepped into just kind of prioritizing me, similar to Taryn, and kind of stepping into like a new version of myself mm-hmm. that I am so stoked about.
Yeah.
And I also in a different way, I feel like I lived a lot of life for other people, and I lived a lot of life for YouTube, and I think I did a lot of things for socials, and I don't care anymore.
Good for
and
you.
I think I'm at a place where I have pushed myself off. I'm dusting myself off and I'm looking at my life and going, okay, I would like to pour more time into this. Mm-hmm. And okay, I want to pour more time into this. And I'm going to unplug for a day from socials or I'm not going to upload this week. Mm-hmm. And you know, career wise, is that smart? I don't know. But like mentally, it's been great for
Am
me.
Am I getting broke?
Yes.
Am I happier?
Does my paycheck look smaller? Possibly. But I am in a much better place and I'm very happy and grateful for that. And I'm really happy with who I'm becoming and
Love
I'm
that.
Really happy for the
Snaps
future.
Snaps for growth. Snaps for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Who is the funnier one?
My question compared to yours.
Duh.
Taryn's hilarious.
Freaking hilarious.
She's
so
funny. And what's funny
comedian
is I feel like people know that, but I don't think people know that.
I have a level of weirdness that not everyone has experienced.
Yeah. But
when
there's
did it first
also,
come out for you?
No, I think there's a weirdness that a lot of people experience. I think there's a deep deep
psychoticness.
No, there is you're really funny, but I think you have to be like really close by to hear it.
Oh, yeah. My
so,
little
like,
comments.
Your like weirdness and quirkiness can show through online, but like who your deep funny stuff, you have to be sitting right next to her to hear it, and it's funny.
I love because like I say random stuff all the time, but I love when like Ash will catch one of them and just be like cracking up because I get such a high from making people laugh.
Yeah.
So when I do it on accident, like I just say something and then someone thinks it's funny, I'm like, it goes straight to my head. So anyways,
Okay. Taryn.
Yeah.
How do you put yourself out there in dating?
That's easy. I don't.
Problem solved. Don't date.
Okay, so I think there's multiple layers to this.
Mm.
I think you first mentally have to turn that corner of being like, I actually want to date. And then once you do that, it's just being more bold.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, I think for me, there's so many other things that take priority right now which is like been my mental health and mm-hmm. family and just different things.
And they should be your priority.
Totally. So, you know, I will go on dating apps, but I also just attract the weirdest people.
She does. It's so bizarre, guys.
Like, do I so scream murder that lives in their parents' basement still? Because that's what I feel like that's the type that I'm getting. But anyways, so I definitely need to put myself out there, but I think I'm realizing I just don't do well on dating apps, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I hung out with our friend Madison the other day, and she was just like, that's fine. And I think I needed mm-hmm. to hear that. Like, okay, I can go out with friends and do, and I've been trying to be more social and like making friends and going out, and that's been really fun. Mm-hmm. And there have been times where I'm starting to like have conversations with people, but I just think like when it comes, it's gonna come, and I think I'm open to it now. But I don't know. I don't know if I even answered the question, but that's my answer.
No, that's a great answer. I think once I decided, because I also went through a weird place where I was like not really taking dating seriously after COVID hit, I was like, okay, here we go. I'm ready to date. And what I started doing was I just kind of took off my, I didn't take them all the way off, but I started just saying yes more. Even if I wasn't like fully into it, I'd be like, sure, let's get drinks.
Yeah.
And guess what? 99% of the time, nothing came of it.
Yeah.
But it got me out there. It got me very, I think what I was really bad at is I would get, I'm talking like years ago, I would get very nervous.
Yeah.
Like insanely nervous to the point where I just didn't talk much.
Yeah.
And that's not great on a yeah. first date, because that's not who you are.
Yeah.
So what I realized I needed to do was I needed to go out more. I needed to talk more, and I needed to get better at dating, period. So as long as they weren't creepy and as long as I found them attractive and was still like kind of interested, I would always say yes.
Yeah.
And I made myself go.
You were really good at that.
Yeah. I would go get drinks, and it got me really good at small talk. It got me really good at figuring out what questions to ask people, mm-hmm. what was important to me to find out. And then it got me really comfortable in being myself.
Yeah.
To the point that I loved first dates.
Oh my gosh. Ashley,
I had a routine.
Thrives at first dates. Yeah. She doesn't even care about the actual date. Mm-mm. She cares about her routine Mm-mm. before the date.
Because I'm dating for me, not for them.
Yeah.
So what did I do? Girl. I would make myself a caffeinated beverage. I would get myself cute because I love a good outfit. I love feeling good. And that yes, just translates into the date. And then I go and I walk in and I start point blank asking all the questions. Mm-hmm. And if they can hang, we get another date.
Cool.
And if not, I got more practice at being a confident, sexy woman yep. and being in control of dating.
Yep.
And I highly recommend it. I think it's great. But I was in a place where I was like, okay, I'm dating.
Yeah, you were very, I will say, something clicked and I was like. You walked in and you were like, I want a date. Yeah. And you like went for it.
Yeah.
So,
which is funny because I hadn't had a serious relationship in damn near 8 years. So
girl,
something clicked.
Same. But no
that
pressure.
Was my, like, that was my time.
Yeah, that's everyone. Everyone has their own like what they want. So
I don't regret it because when I knew, I was like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like in Jess where she wakes up and she's like, I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description, and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app, and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, first kiss stories.
Ooh.
Mine is great. What was yours?
I have like my first kiss ever. I was very little.
How little?
No, it was like my first like time kissing a boy was I was very little. We were like playing house. He was like my crush at the time, and we were very little.
Like you were like kids.
And then I have my like real kiss.
Okay, so your real kiss.
Okay.
Your real kiss.
I didn't kiss or date anyone in high school. I had a boyfriend in middle school, and we never kissed because I was terrified. And then all of high school went by, didn't kiss anyone. I had my first kiss at 19, with this guy who didn't even ask and just took it. And I was shocked. Like,
were you,
I,
like, talking, dating?
Yeah, no, we had gone out a few. Oh, okay. We had gone out. I think this was our second
date. I don't
know
why. I just pictured, like, a stranger walking past you and just being like.
No, it, looking back, I'm like, okay, it was, he, you know. But he didn't even, like, warn me. He didn't even, like, kind of come up and, like.
He was probably nervous.
And I don't
want, like,
to say foreplay because that's not it. But you know how, like, you come up and maybe, like, touch their hair or you kind of grab their shirt.
Or even, like, eye contact for a while and then it, like, happens.
There was no, like, little thing before to let me know it was coming. And then, of course, it was my first time. So I was just like, what's happening? I think I was stone cold and didn't move the entire time. And I ended it, I think, pretty shortly after. Because I was like, yeah, no.
You made me uncomfortable. Bye.
That's what I needed to know.
But that's so you, especially, like, younger. I feel like you've gotten better with, like, if someone makes you uncomfortable, like, you'll push through. But, like, back then, you'd just be like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't want to even try to fix this. So.
Back in the day, I just disappeared. I invented ghosting. I didn't really talk. I would just be like, but I was very shy. I don't know. Again, back to the before, we've grown a lot.
Yeah. I was also older when I had my first kiss. I think I was like 19. And in movies, it just looks so much different than like what it actually is. Like, it's always the, like, their heads are moving so fast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't think I realized that. So, like, when it actually happened, I didn't know. I was like, this feels weird and I don't know what to do. And then because I was nervous, I don't know why, because I don't laugh, like, spit laugh. But while his lips were attached to mine, I went like that.
No, why?
And so he, like, pulled back and he was like, are you laughing? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. No. Keep going. Sorry. Go again. So then again, he tried to kiss me, and I did it again, twice.
Oh, no.
And so then he was like, that's it. Like, I'm not kissing you again. Like, you, because I, like, embarrassed him. And I was just like, I
would have been mortified.
Why.
Yeah.
I'm did
like,
that.
You're laughing.
I'm so sorry.
At me. Yeah.
So then he said, he was like, well, I'm not going to kiss you again. You have to be the one to kiss me next. And then I got better.
That seems fair.
I have been told, who knows, everyone toots everyone's horn.
That's not true.
Oh, okay. But I've been told by multiple people I'm an excellent kisser.
I feel like if people are telling you, it's true.
Cool. I'm an excellent kisser.
My rule is, like, I'll let you know if it's good. If it's bad, I'm not saying anything.
I feel like guys, too, unless they're just being strategic. But yeah. So I got better, but I definitely spit in this poor guy's mouth twice.
But honestly, that's natural. That's normal. All right. What did, super spitting? No.
Is it? I couldn't have chuckled.
No.
I don't know. It happened.
And twice.
It happened. Go for it.
Okay, let's talk about outgrowing friendships.
Ooh, okay. Is that just what it
says?
That's
all it says.
I think this is such a, well, now it's in my head. I just, like, did that thing with my lips. I think this is such a, like, hard thing to answer because I think there's a lot of differences. I think one of the things that helps is sometimes we feel the need to be very drastic about something like this, like, oh, this friendship's not, like, really serving me in the way that it used to, so, like, I have to, like, have this big friendship breakup. And I think sometimes, like, I learned as I got older, there's certain friendships I have that if I were just to meet them today, we probably would not be friends.
Absolutely.
But their role has changed in my life, and I think it's okay to, like, have your own process with that. Like, I've kind of, like, gone through things where I've, like, mourned how friendships used to be to accept what they are now and created space if I needed to, distance if I needed to, and then, but I didn't have to go through this big thing. Like, I still can appreciate people for what they are.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you take all that pressure off of having, like, this big blow up, like, oh, we're not friends anymore, it helps you so much to just kind of resettle into new routines. However, I think there are toxic friendships that you need to do that, and those are the actual worst.
They really are.
But I would really just make sure you know, you have to do what's best for you, but you also don't have to be a jerk about it. So
yeah.
There's ways to end things in civil ways if you can. I think it's better for everyone involved. But yeah, I don't know. I think people grow in different ways and you become different people throughout your life. So that's a hard thing to go through, but it's very natural and everyone does.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think people grow and change.
Yeah.
And that's life. And that's period. And uh-huh. with that, people come in and out of your life at different seasons. I had a best friend in middle school. I had a best friend in high school. I had a best friend in college. I had a best friend now. I'll have another best friend later. Like, that's just how people are. And that's how you grow. And that's people come in and out of your lives for different reasons. And I think all of those reasons are beautiful. And I think you can hold on to those if possible. And then if for some reason you guys go different ways, it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with anyone else. It's just life.
Yeah.
And I don't regret the people that have left
yeah.
my life. That
yeah.
we had beautiful relationships at the time. I look back, I would do it all over again because I needed them at that moment. They needed me at that moment. And I don't regret anything because I think they were supposed to be in my life for a reason. And I think that's all you got to do with it.
Yeah.
I think
it doesn't have to be big. Yeah. You can appreciate and take good things out of everything.
You can be thankful for the good that you had. And then, you know, if someone becomes a different person, then you let them be free.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would you guys ever get matching tattoos?
Yeah, we've talked about it, actually.
We have.
Many times.
Ash is lagging.
It is my fault. I am a very particular person when it comes to, if I'm going to get something on my body, I need to love it.
Yeah.
And I need time to sit and marinate and picture it on my body for a long period of time. Should I have figured it out now, 7 years down the road? Yeah. But still,
we always say 7, but I feel like we've been saying 7 for years.
Yeah. I've been in LA for 6 years. I was in Brea for 3 years. Not Brea. La Habra for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I met you the second year. So 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Okay.
8 years.
I think we haven't gotten past the point of talking about what we, I think once we decide what we'll want as far as what the tattoo is, then it'll go faster.
Yeah.
Ash is so, I was very much like you with my first like 2 tattoos. Mm-hmm. But then after, I just got to this point where tattoos changed for me. Like they became more of like almost like chapters in life and like fun little memories I can tie to things.
My boyfriend's the same way.
And so I now like I don't care. Like I have some really stupid tattoos that are just like funny for me. And then I have more meaningful ones. And all of them, like even my first one I got when I was 18, it's like super faded now. And the other day I was like thinking about getting it retouched. And then I was like, no, I kind of like that it is. Like
I like
that
too.
It's like, it's my first one and like my body's changed, my skin has changed, like I don't know. So I think it shifted for me. So now I like literally anyone could be like, hey, let's go get this tattoo, and I'd be like, okay.
All right.
But we're waiting till Ash is comfortable.
Until we want her to be comfortable. Figure it out.
Yep.
Okay, next one. Have you girls ever gotten mad to the point of not talking to each other?
Okay, can I? Wait, yeah. I want to say something. Okay, so we've gotten in fights for sure.
Absolutely,
before.
Yeah.
This is a multi-part
She
thing.
Punched me. I slapped her back.
Right? One is Ashley never tells, like, she will never just tell you, hey, you did this and it bothered me. Like, I've gotten mad at her because she never tells me when she's mad at me.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm like, how am I supposed to be a better friend if, like, you don't tell me what I do that bothers you? Like, I know I annoy you at stuff. So that's one thing. Two, I've been upset and not talked to you, but the thing with Ash is, like, if you go that route, she won't know. She'll literally not even pick up that you're mad. I could go, like, a week without talking to her or being short with her, and I'd be like, okay, obviously you don't care that I'm upset, and she'd be like, you're upset. Like,
you're mad?
So that approach doesn't work with her, and then I won't let that approach happen with me because the second I feel weirdness, I'm like, what's going on? We have to talk about it right now.
Taryn's so, very much a drop everything. Doesn't matter if you're at a social event.
I'll force you into talking.
We're going to go talk about Australia. This right now. Yeah.
In my defense, I never think it's going to be as big as it gets when we've had big conversations.
Yeah.
Because I'm so casual about the way I approach problem solving.
Yeah.
And so to me, I'm like, ooh, this is weirdness and we're somewhere fun. Like, I don't want it to be weird. So let's just talk about it. But then, and then the second I see you starting to like close down and freak out, then I'm like, oh, shoot. And then it's like, we got to work hard to get back. But
yeah,
it's never been. I don't think we've ever gotten in fights to the point where I was like, ew, I'm done with you. It's been more just like you said, like inconvenient times.
It's never ever been, ew, I'm done with you. It's, I think we've made it very clear we're going to be in each other's lives for forever. So I think what happens is one of those like stereotypical things, like Taryn is really good at problem solving and at conversations and at controversial conversations.
Yeah.
Whereas I panic and need a second to figure it out. So if I do feel bombarded with something, especially at a time that's inconvenient to me, then I just freaking I shut down.
Yeah.
I can't process. I can't think about this. I'm trying to keep a happy face because we're with people. But then like I'm also like I also need to answer her. But then I don't know what to say. So then I just shut down. So I think what's happened now is Taryn knows when to
tell me. I'll never make that mistake again.
She won't wait. Like she'll tell me like right away, but she'll wait for the opportune moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I have gotten to a point where I can say, "Can we talk about this later?"
Yeah.
Or I would shut it down right away cuz it's false, or I would say, you know, yes, let's talk about it depending on the situation. But I've gotten better at articulating, which I would prefer.
Well, and
I would just shut down.
I don't think you get as scared because you've seen now that like, oh, this is not her. Like, I'm not the type that's like, I'm telling you this because I'm pissed, fix it.
Yes.
I'm the type that's like, ooh, there's weirdness, let's talk about it. So I feel like it's been years of me knowing how to approach you and you being like, oh, okay, this isn't scary. Like, this is Taryn. We're just talking about stuff.
Which...
It took a while.
A couple years of therapy helped me figure out that I like never saw my parents fight. Alicia and I, the only time we did fight, it was an eruption. It was there was never a little fight or a little conversation. Even in recent years, it wasn't until very recently that we got much better at that. And then any friendship stuff, no fights, no fights, no fights, no fights. Big fight over.
Yeah.
That's that was my whole life. So it's nothing against Taryn and how she. I don't want to say fights, but like how she communicates or approaches fighting. It's just how I've seen it. So I had to like relearn that, oh, just because she's complaining about something that you're doing doesn't mean she's going to end your friendship or doesn't mean that it's like this big thing. You just need to sit down and talk to her. So.
Which helped me so much when you told me that. I remember the first time you told me about like past friendships and that's your fear. I was like, Oh my gosh, no wonder you shut down. Whereas before I'd be like, okay, she clearly doesn't care about like my feelings.
Yeah.
But then you care so much about like our friendship.
I'm like, no.
Where I'm like, oh, she's just so it's just that's why communication is so important because you never really know what someone's actually thinking, feeling unless they tell you and vice versa. So
So just freaking just open up more. That's what I've learned.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, when did you get your first boyfriend?
My first ever boyfriend.
So, let's go a little deeper. Your first boyfriend and like how did you meet, like that kind of stuff, because I think this is interesting.
Do we do first ever boyfriend or first like real relationship?
Not like middle school, like, oh, we call each other boyfriend, girlfriend, but we can't even drive to a date.
Yeah.
Like first like real relationship.
Yeah. Okay, first boyfriend, I was 19, I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I went to our community college together. We had a class together, met him, chatted for a bit. Like we were in a group project for a bit. Summer started, didn't see him again. And I was currently dating this other guy, but not seriously. And then I randomly, towards the end of that year, after summer had passed, I stopped talking to that other guy. I get a text message from a number I don't recognize. And it's like, I get a text message from a number and it's his. And he was like, hey, I don't know whose number this is, but it's in my phone. And I was like,
oh, he totally knew. Yeah.
Ashley, we were in a group project together for this class, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, hey, how you been? And then literally like asked me out. And then we dated for a long time. And he was my like first.
He was my first love.
Yeah. And
heartbreak.
He was honestly the best. He was great. I don't think he's dead. He's great. He's a great guy.
I don't think he's dead.
The way I said he was so sad.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
But yeah, it was a great like first boyfriend experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the best.
Mine was, I think I was like 19, and my friend who I like grew in high school, I was like a part of this group of guys and they were nuts, like absolutely nuts. Like I can't describe how nuts they were, but weird stuff. Like one of them like lit his hair on fire just randomly in a parking lot. One of them like just went to the bathroom while we were all hanging out and came out with his eyebrows shaved. And it wasn't even like we were not on drugs. Like we weren't. And it was like they were just weird and like really into like music and bands. And I just like loved them. So one of those guys, he called me and he was like, hey, my church is having a worship night and I wanted to see if you wanted to come. And I was really sad about like a different guy, like the guy I had my first kiss with. And so I was kind of like going through like this really just like, I was just emo about everything. But the way that he asked, like, I was so intrigued because I was like, first of all, you go to church? Second of all, like I hadn't talked to him in years. So I was like, okay. So I go to this church. I get one of my friends to go with me. We like park. I'm walking up. As I'm going up the stairs, this guy with this like huge curly afro like is walking down and he stops and like looks at me and he was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. And I was like, hi, I'm Taryn. And we shook hands and it sounds like so cheesy, but as I was shaking his hand and we were like looking at each other, I was like, something's gonna happen with this guy. Like I knew it.
Yeah.
Like I just knew it. And so he was kind of like dating someone I found out, because obviously I'm like, who's that guy? Like, well, yeah, you know. Because
then begins the snooping.
Yeah. And so he was kind of dating someone. So obviously like I didn't do anything, but I would be lying if I didn't say like I started going to that church because I just was like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And they eventually ended things. We started hanging out all the time. And then it quickly went from like, oh, we're like really good friends to like we were boyfriend, girlfriend, and we dated for 4 years. And yeah, that's the only like boyfriend I've had. But yeah, every guy who I've had something like of substance with, the second I met them, I like immediately had this weird gut feeling where I was like, something's gonna happen.
That's hilarious.
So I think that's like a gift and a curse, because there'll be other guys where I meet them and I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, but like I know that feeling. So I get in my head of like, do I need to feel that for like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, that was my first boyfriend. First and only.
First and only.
R.I.P.
Let's talk about good habits / routines for staying positive that you've been doing.
Habits / routines of staying positive
that help you stay positive.
You know, okay, so a recent one that I've been doing is focusing on my posture.
Yeah,
but in a like power stance kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I notice like I try to make myself as small as I can to like when I'm feeling like it's I need
classic.
To like hide myself. So I've been really aware of like just checking in every once in a while. And if I feel myself like tensing, like a lot of times, like I'll have like my muscles are just contracted, like I'm really tense. So taking time to like take a breath and relax, but also like make myself like stand up straight, shoulders back, and like walk confidently. And that's really been helping me.
Mm.
That's a very recent one. Also, I think just my self-talk in the mirror in the morning, like, mm-hmm. I'm just really, intentional about trying to like look at myself and my body and my face and just kind of like gush over myself and kind of encourage myself. So that's been helping me to like stay positive and be in like that headspace, you know?
Yeah. I think it's funny because I feel like our positivity is coming out in different areas. Mine has been, I feel like I've been stressed a lot with work. And two things I've been doing a lot more as of lately. One, stretching. I've been having stretch sessions, like before bed, on my bed, in front of my bed, while I'm watching TV, whatever, listening to music. I have been not straight up yoga, but like I've been sitting and like really like theragunning my legs, really doing some yoga poses, stretching out my thighs and my arms. And I feel like it's been helping me sleep a little better. And also obviously decompressing. And then two, I have been on my phone way too much and it's stressing me out and I hate it.
Do you get that nauseous feeling when you've been on forever?
I hate that feeling. My head will start to hurt.
Yeah.
And I've been very aware of it and it's something I've been working on for forever, but I think we'll just forever be a constant battle. I've been reading a lot more. So what's been happening is the second I start feeling like I'm scrolling mindlessly, I'll put my phone away. Like upside down, off to the side, and I'll grab my book and I'll read. And I've been reading a lot this last, honestly, year, and it's brought me so much joy and it's helped me stay, I think, more positive and less stressed in life. It's a little, my reading has been like my little escape lately and I've been very into it.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I just started reading that book you gave me.
Yeah.
November 9th.
What do you think so far?
It's good. I like the concept of like one chapter is her perspective, then his, but the story doesn't go back. It's like
flowing through.
Because usually it'll be like
back and forth.
You know, like Twilight. Now it's like what Edward was feeling during that time. Yeah. It's like the story doesn't stop, but you're just like switching back and forth. It's cool. Okay, so there's a ton in here of people asking how I feel about your boyfriend and how we met.
How you met him?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Which I can't remember the first time I met him. Wasn't it just at the house?
Yeah, we were going to Friendsgiving at Remy's. And that's when you met him the first time.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought I met him before that.
I don't think so.
I don't remember exactly, but I think like before I even had met him, Ashley had like sent him videos of me and like I would have conversations with him like through Ashley. Like we would talk about Star Wars or like I would build a Lego set and she'd take a video of me giving a tour of it and send it. So I feel like I kind of like knew him because she
got to know his personality really well.
Yeah, like
of
she
that.
Would be like, oh, so and so says to tell you this. Like when we first met, I feel like I wasn't like
you already
I knew about
him.
And I'm like super like with Ash, I'm super like, well, what'd you do? Well, what'd he say?
What's going on?
Well, has he made you mad? Has he done that? Like I'm just like very like I wanna know everything. So I feel like I had already like heard so much about him. So it was great. I feel like we have very similar personality types. Like we're very like outgoing, can talk to anyone. So
I think the funniest thing for me now that I'm getting older and looking back and like looking around is seeing how almost everyone in my life is outgoing and more extroverted than I am. But doesn't that make so much sense?
No, yeah.
I used to struggle and I don't anymore, but I used to struggle with thinking like I wasn't fun or thinking that like, oh, I'm not a good time or something like that. Because all of my friends, I was watching a movie the other day, and I literally looked at my boyfriend and was like, that's me, and that's all my friends. And it was like this guy just like with his drink standing, surrounded by people just twerking upside down.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's literally me. Yeah. But it makes so much sense. And I think that's why me and him get along so well. I think that's why me and you get along so well. I think there's just a balance of like, you know, I'm there to ground you.
Well, yeah, imagine like
and you're
two
there
of
to like
me,
pull me out of my shell. Yeah.
Like two of me in a room would just be overwhelming to everyone. So,
a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, I definitely like him. I was very cautious with like making sure like I really like because I'm the type of person, like, once I like someone, I see no flaws in them.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't be close with this guy until I figure out if, like, I need to kill him or not.
Yeah.
So, like, I was very much, like, I would ask a lot of questions. I was very, like, not wary, because he's a very likable person, but mm-hmm. kind of, like, took my time of, like, really trying to see, like, how they vibe together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was there any red flags I wanted to talk to her about and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's been great. I mean, I feel like I haven't spent, like, a crazy amount of time with him.
Yeah.
Just especially because of moving and not being around. But, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. He's the best.
He's a great guy.
All right. Moving on to the next one. How has the podcast changed our relationship? Relationship.
Well, guys, we're actually not friends anymore.
We
this
fake
is
it.
All an act. All an act. It's so funny because, like, if we ever got to a point where we, like, had a friendship breakup,
mm-hmm.
it would be, like, a divorce. Like, we'd have to be, like, okay, well, now we have to, like, end the podcast. Or, like, are you going to continue it? Am I? Like,
yeah.
But it's safe. You guys are fine.
Yeah.
We're good.
No stress.
I don't think it changed our friendship. I will say I think it added an additional, like, thing we have in common. And every time, like, we go do stuff with the podcast, I think it makes this, because of our friendship, it makes this feel like a fun extra thing, not work.
Yes.
Because it just feels fun. Like, if we go to events,
yeah,
if we're talking about things, everything just feels very light and, like, we have each other, you know?
Yeah. No, I see that. I feel like it's affected our relationship a lot, but in different ways.
Okay.
I feel like it was a fun challenge and exciting thing to start. I think it was very therapeutic during COVID. I think it was one of those, the only constant that we had at that weird,
seriously,
like, unspeakable and unforeseen time. And then I think as of now, especially with you moving out, I think it's kind of like a connector.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of what it's also been. So it's weird kind of looking back over the 3 years that we've been around now, you know, and seeing how, like, it, I feel like it has changed for us over the years and been there for us in so many different ways. I'm not exaggerating when I say we need you guys and we love you guys.
Literally.
And it's cool. Like, now I know I'll see Taryn every Monday.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's a job for us, which is great. Can't believe we get paid to do this.
I know, right?
Which is just wild. It has been nothing but good things. And yeah, def recommend starting a podcast with your bestie.
Yeah. It's good time. Best birthday gift. What was it? Do you still have it / use it?
From each other or period?
Yeah, from each other.
I think I know what I gave you that was your best.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell me.
Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's your Marc Jacobs bag.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Yes. And it's what I like about it, too, is, like, I use it so often, so I always think about you.
That's why I said it, was because it is her, like, she's used it for years.
Yeah.
And I bought it, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think some of my favorites from you have been... I think, like, because Iceland technically was, like, kind of a birthday present.
Yeah.
Pretty
much.
I
remember being like, happy birthday, you're coming to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surprise.
So, like, I love stuff like that. You also... Wasn't my birthday when you gave me my YSL wallet?
Yeah.
I love that. Like, that was my first, like, bougie...
Yeah.
Like, I had never had designer stuff. That just never was something... like, I could afford or, like, wanted to have. So it was, like, very, like, I was so excited.
She
and
was
every
like,
time
I got
use
this,
it, I'm like,
guys.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah. I think it's just, honestly, I think it's just, I feel like we are very good at, like, just doing fun things together. And I think that's, like, the best. I'm trying to think of yours.
I know mine.
Okay, say it.
You got me a ring. That I still love. Like, I wore it every single day for probably close to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then very recently, it was silver. is silver. I did a hard change to gold. Yeah. But the other day I went through my jewelry and got rid of a bunch of like cheaper stuff. And then I found it and I like started cleaning it. And like, I want to go get it polished.
Yeah.
Because it's still one of my absolute favorite rings.
You should get it dipped. So I'm not going to tell the whole story of the ring because it is very personal. But it was basically a ring from my past that meant a lot to me, and in me giving it to Ash, it was like I wanted to give her like just like something that like meant, I don't know, it was a very like sentimental gift.
Yeah,
but it's an old ring and it has like a crack in it. So yeah, you should get it sealed,
yeah,
or resize and then just dip it in gold.
I've never thought about getting it dipped.
You should get it dipped.
I kind of love that.
That's
idea.
Sick. Yeah.
Watch me show up
right
next week with a boom. That's brilliant. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't thought about that.
I cried giving you that. I think that's been one of the most like sentimental gifts I've given a person.
Yeah, it was and still is very beautiful. Also, it's a very like unique ring. So I felt like whenever I wore it, people would constantly be like, oh, that's such a cool ring.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation starter. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at gift giving.
Yeah. I think we're both great at it. I think you're really creative.
I think I tend to do more like sentimental stuff. But you do like very like
efficient.
Where I'm like, oh, I'm my like, God, I love this. Yeah.
Like the bag. Like I'm like, what will she? I'm not going to get her a bright green like crossbody.
It's very me.
Subtle that she'll wear every single day. You know, like, that's how my brain works.
She basically is marking her territory. She's like, you will wear this every day.
You will wear this about me every day.
Wow, this is fun. I hope you guys like this.
Yeah, I think it's so fun just like switching it up a little bit. Because we do tend to get very serious in a lot of our episodes. It's nice to do a little lighthearted.
I love it.
Something to look forward to, guys. Y'all know that Taryn did her solo episode a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I am doing my very first solo episode.
I'm so curious how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I'm just so curious because I think I originally would be like, oh, it's going to be hard for you because it was so hard for me. And usually I'm good with on the spot. But then I also feel like it could just weirdly be like so easy and natural for you.
Yeah.
So I'm just so curious.
I think it's weird because I have been vlogging by myself for almost 8 years now, which is crazy. But that's not like sitting down one take, you know, kind of thing. I'm also, I think just not very funny. I am a little more chill. So, you know, maybe pour yourself a glass of wine, a cup of tea, and let's sit down and chat. I think that's going to be the vibe. But if, if you guys want to hear
you're gonna kill it, Ash,
a little bit more about me, then look forward to the next episode because that's happening.
Little solo.
Solo episode.
Solo ep.
Okay. Do we wrap with a dad joke?
Duh. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward.
That's good. Guys, thank you so much for listening to just our podcast. I feel just extra grateful for you guys right now. Just our little like throwback that I felt like all the Q&A
was. You guys are just like, you're so invested. You know, it's funny. The other day I posted a video. It was a reel where I was like making like a little mini Lego gauntlet, whatever that's called. Anyways, wow. And someone commented on it and was like, oh my gosh, Taryn, your nails are bare. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And like, I had this moment where I like genuinely cracked up. And then I was like, whoa, it's so crazy because like, you guys are so invested in us and like,
we're aware.
Deeply invested in you guys. And I just really feel like the people who listen to this podcast probably know me better than most people in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I've shared things with you guys that I haven't shared with a lot of people in my close circle. And I don't take that lightly. Like, I feel just really appreciative of you guys and creating this space where Like, we genuinely feel like you guys care about us. Yeah. And we hope that you know, like, the feeling is mutual. But
it's so mutual.
Yeah, like, even the fact that we're doing an episode where people are just asking us questions, and I know they genuinely want to know. Yeah. Like, it's just so, it's so fun.
It's great.
We love you guys.
It's so great. We love you guys so much. If you made it to the dad joke, you already know. We love you the mostest.
Most.
Look forward to my solo episode that's coming out. Be sure to check us out on socials.
Yeah.
All the socials. And if you want to watch us on YouTube, you can watch us there. Love y'all so much.
Bye.
Bye.